Recording in progress. Fantastic. Well, it is April 27th, and this is the Florida Go to God First Fellowship. It is currently just me and my father and all the laborers out there. Father God, I thank you for sending me laborers. I thank you for that. They're coming. They're on their way. The thing that I wanted to share today, and I listened to it about 4 or 5 days ago, it was so inspiring, and I encourage you guys to go listen to it. Keely, who I'm looking forward to meeting one day, let me just knock something off in this computer. Every time you turn the computer on, these little things pop up. Don't remind me later, whatever. Anyway, so she shared a sharing, and man, it was absolutely fantastic. When you listen to it, I'm sure a lot of you have, and just go back and listen to it again, because you can hear the determination, the obedience, the dedication. You can hear that in her voice, and that nothing was going to deter her from getting her prayers answered. The story was, if any of you haven't listened to it and you want to listen to it, her husband wasn't feeling well. He had a medical episode. She said, you know, men normally don't say or even want to go to the hospital for that matter. But that's just how God's designed us. But anyway, she knew something was wrong. Because God's design is perfect. So she went to God, and she said, God, show me what to do. I'm paraphrasing, obviously, this little quick story or synopsis of her sharing of what it meant to me. And it just showed me, God's not a respecter of persons. We all have the same spirit of God. And she was taking care of her section, her place. That home was her dominion. And she had dominion over it. She knew she had dominion over it. And she took charge. She took dominion. She knew she had the mind of Christ. She knew that God always answers prayers, that he never leaves her or forsakes her. These are things that I got from it. And as you listen to it, you'll hear her determination. If you listen really closely, you'll hear her determination, her dedication, her obedience, her being disciplined. And discipline to, and putting God first, no matter what. And she said, nothing's coming in her house. Nothing is going to happen to my husband. Nothing is going to happen to this house because, you know, I need him and the children need him. And it's so cute too, because you can hear the little baby on the back, I guess next to her, right next to her. And she's still doing stuff as she's sharing. So it's really sweet, really tender. So Keely, that really blessed me and made me think, okay, am I as dedicated as I am disciplined, as I am obedient, like she is to my Heavenly Father. So it's encouraged me to push myself further. And, these are, practices that we're doing, these practices and sharings. And, like I'm doing now, it's the Florida Go to God First Fellowship, in wonderful St. Augustine, Florida. And so that really, really blessed me. And then she not only got that blessing, the husband, if you listen to it, the husband had a couple episodes. Of course, men don't listen, so he didn't listen to her the first time, and he finally went or she made him go. I forget exactly. You have to listen to it. It was, I mean, fantastic sharing. And then the next thing is she had been speaking in tongues and praying about her older son and Harvey, which I love him already. Haven't met him, but I love the just listening to her story and how excited as a mom she was when he came home and one of her prayers was answered about Harvey, her son. So she, not only she got one answer, she got two answered, you know, And within a, I don't know if it was in a day, the same day or 2 days or within the week. I'm not exactly sure. I have to go back and listen again, which I will, because it's such a, such an inspiring, godly, story. You can see she's a godly woman. And all you ladies are like that. And, but Keely, fantastic. Her husband is super blessed to have her as a wife, and, or partner. I don't know, whatever it is. But what a blessing. He's blessed, you know. And the funny part was when she was telling him on the phone about, because the doctors are saying stuff to him. Okay. And it's so easy to believe because they're in the white coats and they're all educated and they're all smart. Well, bull crap on that. We got the Spirit of God in us. We're complete. And Keely was telling him, nothing is going to happen to you. Every test result's going to come back fine. Confession. Confession. She's confessing. Everything's going to come back fine. All test results will come back fine. And boom, they all came back fine. He had a little bit of this, a little bit of that. Nothing serious. And, but her confession, and God backed her up through, because she, and as she says, I believe now I'm thinking, as I'm thinking and remembering the sharing, the record, there was doubts that tried to creep in your mind, like all of us. She said, F that. She didn't obviously say that. She said, get out. You know, get out, Satan. Get those thoughts out. And she stuck to her gun. She stuck to being faithful, being obedient, being disciplined her mind, controlling her thoughts and emotions and feelings. Because she could have easily been distracted. I think she has two children plus a third one, Harvey. I mean, three total. But, you know, I mean, two little ones, I think, if I remember the story. That's, as a mother, and on top of that, you got the fourth child, the husband. So that stuff. Kim can relate to that, having Lawrence. So anyway, it was just absolutely spectacular testimony of God and a woman of God, and God and a woman of God working together. And to seeing those things come to pass, prayers through speaking in tongues, praying out loud, confession, honoring God, doing all the things that she was doing. I don't know all that she did. Our Father does, and she does, obviously. And our Father came through for her big time. And she was really blessed, obviously, with the husband, obviously. But when Harvey came home, she was really blessed. I mean, it was, and I wanted to record this just for that reason. And that, because that's been on my heart, because as I was walking, I was listening to it, and I've been listening to a lot of other sharings. You know, I listened to the one on what are the scriptures for, or what are the, I forget the title, that Sanjay did. Brenda was correcting me about saying the name right. I don't know if I'm saying it right or not. Anyway. So, but obviously the scripture is written down, like he says, written down for us, but we are speaking the mouth of God, just like them. Holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Spirit of God, by our Heavenly Father. You know, it was God breathed the scripture, and that's what we're doing. Same exact thing. Same exact thing. Remember, God's word was written in the stars originally, okay? And God had gave direct revelation to Adam, just like he does to us, just like he did to Jesus Christ. Okay. We got, and Adam named everything. And we're even greater than that now, because we're greater than Jesus Christ. Had the adversary known, he would not have crucified Jesus Christ. So we can walk that way. So I'm questioning myself, not in a condemnation wise, just in a growth wise. So it's uncomfortable to grow sometimes, but it's okay to be uncomfortable. So I'm getting okay with being uncomfortable, and I'll check in some areas that I need correction and direction in, and my connect tomorrow. But in the meantime, I just wanted to share this, how blessed I was, and these sharings. And everybody, whoever listens to this, get on here and share. You're part of the body of Christ. Go to the minister, go to our pastor and Lawrence and the man of God and say, hey, give me direction, give me guidance. Obviously you go to God, but that's the reason I'm calling tomorrow for my Connect. It's like a plugging in my Tesla. Okay. Getting re-energized and then getting some practical keys and advice, from the man of God. Okay. So that's what I do. I'm sure she does that, with him or with maybe Amber. I think she's in Amber's fellowship. I'm not quite sure, but you can see the influence, that in this sharing that she did, Keely, you can see the influence that a woman of God has on the family and on the house. It's an amazing, the body of Christ, Ephesians 5, works perfectly. It's a representation of the body of Christ. And that's why I encourage you, the men also, get on here and share. You know, share. You've got time to share. You know, even if it's just 5 minutes, 8 minutes. Sometimes Mary does an 8-minute sharing. It's fantastic. Sometimes Becca does a 10-minute sharing. Sometimes Amber does a 10-minute sharing. I'm just pulling their names out because those are the ones that are sometimes doing the sharings. Kim will do a 15-minute or 12 or 8-minute or whatever it might be. And so those are, and as you listen to them, you're blessed. You know, you pick something up when you listen to them again. So I encourage everybody to listen to Keely's sharing. The last time I listened to her, I believe she was pregnant. And I never knew so much about pregnancy. I learned a lot during the last one. That was a while back. That was a couple months back, I guess. I'm not sure. I don't even know how all the little ones are, but you can hear them cooing and making noises in the back. Super cute, super tender, super loving. That's our Father God, okay? He's like that. We're to be imitators of him. And she was doing that for her family. She was doing that because she needed her husband to continue doing what he's doing, protecting the family, being there for the family, and then providing for the family. And then our Father knows all that. He knows all that, okay? But she's dedicated. She's disciplined, determined. And that's what I wanted to emphasize. Obedient, disciplined, dedicated, committed. Those are all the things I heard in her. You can hear it. She didn't even say it, but you can hear it in her voice and in her speech. You can hear the commitment. You can hear the discipline. You can hear the obedience. You can hear the dedication going to God first in her voice, which is super, super encouraging for me. And it was for me anyway. And I'm sure it will be for whoever listens to it, who has ears to hear and eyes to see. God will show you. Be humble, be meek, and let him open your eyes and open your ears so that you can see, whichever way that goes. So anyway, love you guys. And then on the other thing, and like she was saying, she was so, because she listens to a lot of the sharings. She's blessed because she's listened to the sharing. So we're doing the same thing. We're encouraging one another. We're building each other up. And that's the reason for the Connect too, by the way. You go to the connection to get built up and also get doctrine, reproof, correction, and instruction in righteousness. That's another, with a humble heart. If you're not connecting, then where is your heart? Are you humble enough to receive that correction? That's what I'm asking myself. Okay. Am I meek enough to receive that reproof? Do I really want to have the instruction to be, not that I can't be more righteous. I can only walk into it more and be more dedicated, committed, obedient, disciplined like Keely is. There's where I'm shooting for. Obviously, I am walking like my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Because had the adversary known, he would not have crucified Christ. And he damn sure don't want me doing this sharing right here, because this is all coming from the mouth of my Heavenly Father. I didn't make this up. I just listened to a sharing, and then God is inspiring me. I didn't plan this. I just been thinking about it for about 5 or 6 days, and then the right time came when, boom, go ahead and do this. And so you can hear it in her heart. See, because like Kim says, always comes down to the heart. And Keely's heart was, there's not a damn thing coming in this house. There's not a damn thing that's going to happen in this house. Nothing is going to happen to my house. Because that's her dominion is her house, her nest. That's her dominion. So our Father knows that. He knows how he's made each of us. Okay? We're all the same. We just have different roles, and we all are looked at as the same. Our Father loves us the same, is committed to us the same, is faithful, and we are to be like that to him. And that's what she is. She's an imitator of our Heavenly Father. Great, great example of a woman of God. Wonderful example of a woman of God. So I encourage all the ladies and the guys and the brothers and sisters on here to go and to listen over and over and over and ask yourself, are you that committed? Are you that dedicated? Are you that disciplined? Are you that obedient? Are you willing to be that way? Or are you that way? Because I know currently I'm not. I am pushing myself in the mind part. There's nothing we have to do except for mind-wise. There's no lifting of weights. There's no, yeah, you want to take care of yourself, obviously, and I've been doing that. But there's nothing you have to do except for put on the mind of Christ. Everything has been completed. Rest in his completed work. And that's what Keely was doing. And did some worry and doubt come in? Absolutely. And Lawrence just had a teaching I just listened to where he said, look at what Christ went through. You know, Christ went through this. We're not ever have to going to go through this. But he had the same thing that he went through, but he controlled his mind. And he controlled his emotions, and he controlled his feelings. He had anger. He had sadness. He had to have all of those things that we had, okay, in order to be the perfect Savior. And he is the perfect Savior. He's our complete Savior. And that's the reason we could never do nothing. We were all enemies of the cross of Christ, remember? So now we have been made perfect in Christ, and we can walk like our Lord and Savior, Christ Jesus. And we'll continue to walk that way. Great things are going to happen in this country here in America. Great things are going to happen in Europe and all over the world. God's moving everywhere. The Word of God is moving. So I know there's people that are going to be coming to my fellowship. It's not because of me. It's Florida Go to God First Fellowship. They'll be coming to me. They're more than glad to reach out to me through gracelovingtruth.com. Hop on there or ask for a connect. I don't know. I don't think I gave my number one time, but it's okay. I don't have to do anything. God will bring the laborers to me. Because that's the other thing, that the teaching that Lawrence said. He will bring them to him. The laborers will come to you. So I'm waiting patiently for them to come to me. Praying for them, speaking in tongues, confession, honoring God, speaking by the Spirit of God, and doing this, Zoom, and then obviously sharing. So these are all the things that we do. I can never get all the five right. I get them all different order. But I know I'm doing them because great things are happening. Again, very, very challenging, but it's challenging in your mind. It's challenging in the old patterns, the old paradise, old man nature, okay, which is dead, okay? Continue to move forward. Don't give up. Look at what the great blessing and prayers that were answered for Keely. And what an absolute blessing that woman is. What a woman of God, blessed. And you can see it and hear it in her voice that not one single thing was going to happen in her life or her family's life. Here she is, probably got one baby on one side, one on the other. I don't even know how many she's got. And then the other one coming home on a bus. Great testimony. Great, great testimony. And those were all her prayers being answered. Okay. And God's working like that all over the world. Okay. If he did it for her, he can do it for us. So what are your prayers? Where's your faith? You know, examine yourself, it says, to see if you're in the faith. And so that's what I'm doing. That's what my 5 day of 5 or 6 days of thinking about that. And I'll go back and listen to it again. I was listening to sharings in between there, doing a bunch of other stuff. And, so there's the essence of it. Are we that committed? Do you want to be that committed? Are you that disciplined? Do you want to be that disciplined? Are you obedient? Do you want to be obedient? Okay. These are questions that we have to ask ourselves. I'm asking myself, you know, and so, and even in, I think one of the sharings, I forget which one, Lauren says, you can just keep coming to fellowship. Just keep coming to fellowship. I mean, you know, fellowship, you know, I am growing and I can see myself growing every day, every minute. There's growth happening in my life. Okay. Things that would have distracted me or taken me off or, I don't know the right words right now, or, got me niggled. That's a good word for you Britishers, Englishmen. Got me niggled. They barely niggle me anymore. It'll be like a little niggle and then I'll, hey, stop. All good. Okay. Because why? Because I'm walking in the new man. I'm walking in the new man. Walking the new man. And Keely pointed that out to me anyway. That's what I got. Because she was determined, dedicated, disciplined, you know, and obedient. And that's the questions I'm asking myself. Am I that way? And I'm going to continue to push forward like that. And what a great little, I'm going to take it because I can take it from the What's Up and I slide it over to my What's Up so I can go back and listen to it like I did with that, the one that really sold me, for lack of a better word, the 12 minute, 46, six, second teaching, which is, you know, it's an inside job and only you can do the, only God can do it, but you have to have the free will. And that's where Keely had the free will of being committed, of being dedicated, of being disciplined, of being obedient and holding her guns, even though everything around her, she had already had a little bit of trouble with her oldest, Harvey, and she had the two little ones. And you ladies know more about this than me. I'll ever know. You know, having children is a big deal. So you got the one and then you got the two. I don't know how, what their ages are. And then you got the biggest child, the husband, you got him. Okay. And then you're dealing with him and you want to get everything arranged. Well, she just went to God, obviously. And these thoughts are all coming at her. Okay. I'm sure they were all coming at her. She could probably expound on this way more than this teaching she had because I've heard a couple of you ladies and as you're sharing, it sounds like, and I see Brenda running around here. She's like a ninja. You know, when she's here 1 minute, whoosh, 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 whoosh. You know, I'm going to tie her broom to her rear end so she can sweep the floor as she's walking around. Now, that's a joke. That's a joke, ladies. But anyway, see, now I wouldn't be able to joke like that because I had no joy. Now I got some joy because I've been delivered. But no, but I see what Brenda does. I mean, she is all over the place, okay? And I heard that in Keely. Keely was, I heard it in Becca and I've heard it in Kim. You know, Lawrence is doing a teaching and he's doing a teaching. And all of a sudden, Kim brings him a coffee. He goes, thank you, my love. You know, and she's bringing, I mean, come on. I mean, that is sweet, tender stuff. She's always working. You ladies are absolutely spectacular, designed perfectly by God. Keely highlights it. And so I just wanted to come on here and share and give a shout out to her. And, you know, our Heavenly Father saw and knows and delivered those two amazing prayers that she needed answered or desired and confessed and held her ground and would not let anything else disturb her or distract her or make her confess that it wasn't going to happen. Because the doctors on the other side were saying this, and they were saying that, and they were saying this. And then with her son, she could have easily thought, oh, well, that's just how it is. He's going to be this way all the time. That's how it is. This is how it is. No, no, no. We continually confess and not give up and keep moving forward. Okay. And that's the encouragement I get when I do the connect. Keep me moving forward, mate. Keep moving forward. Keep going. Keep going. You know, so these, what a blessing to be a part of this body of Christ. There's many bodies of Christ. Unfortunately, we're all one together. We just don't know it because the adversary has us split up, but we are moving in a more excellent way. I'm not patting ourselves on the back. I'm not making ourselves any better because we've got, obviously, me, myself, I've got a lot of improvement to do. Why? Because my Father's showing me those because I want to be humble and meek. I want to be corrected. I want to be reproved. I want to be directed. I want to be instructed in righteousness. I got a lot of old man nature, old man patterns, old paradigms that are being ripped out by the roots back to Bambi in the tree. So all y'all have things to share. So I encourage you to go to the man of God and get direction and guidance and come on here and share. I need those sharings. Keely blessed me big time and made me think a different way in reference to, you know, doing things like that, ceasing from your own works at another level. I guess I can't think of it because she's a woman and I'm a man, but it ceasing from your works. She had so many things going on in her mind. I can only imagine. So anyway, it was such a blessing to listen to, and it encouraged me so much. And I'm so thankful to be in the body of Christ and to be with you guys specifically. And looking forward to the South Carolina trip. I haven't told Brandon whether we're going or not. So because she doesn't like surprises, so I'm going to niggle her and give her a surprise at the kind of near the last minute. But anyway, love you guys. Have a great evening. And it is 5 o'clock here. Love you. And we're going to stop recording.